Man, all those cars that were just washed away, they end up in the weirdest places.
Yeah.
How do you get them? Where do you begin?
Yeah, how do you start?
John Weed, the tow truck driver, on the phone now. Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Is that your real last name or a nickname?
No, that's my last name.
Oh, cool. That's a cool last name.
Yeah.
Mr. Weed.
Yeah. Very popular in high school.
Oh, yeah. Elementary school is fun.
Yeah, so you've been pulling some of these cars out?
Yeah, we've been going since Sunday night.
Really?
Been nonstop.
Where's the most challenging place you've pulled a car from?
Oh, that one probably actually hasn't been done yet. You have a Hellcat Challenger that is stuck under the NARC Convention Center in the one of the box culverts. We're probably going to tackle that one on
what
Monday.
What town is that?
That is in Naugatuck.
Wow.
Okay. That spot. That's over by Friendly's?
Yep. So okay. We washed down that river there and ended up underneath the Naugatuck Event Center.
Wow. Hellcat.
So we have, that's going to be a Monday project once the Army Corps of Engineers brings the water flow down on Naugatuck River so we could get some machinery in from the Naugatuck River side.
Yeah.
Man. It's like an engineering feat to be able to pull that and, you know where the weight's going to shift when you start getting it up in the air. And
yeah. That's a shame, that car. That car is finished now, too.
Yep. It's everything pretty much is finished after the water hits it.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
How many cars have you pulled out of the water?
I think right now, rough guesstimates between the three towns we cover, we're probably around 60 cars.
Really?
60. Yeah. And that's just you.
That's just us. So, there's probably another half a dozen companies around that are doing the same thing we're doing, just trying to get the roads open, get the cars out of private property so people can start cleaning up, businesses can start opening, and get back to somewhat normal.
Yeah.
Besides that one that you haven't gotten yet, where's another odd place?
The two cars that's been viral over the internet, over by the old Boar's Nest on 67, the white car and the Mustang.
It's a Mustang.
It is a Mustang.
We got those two out yesterday after the state was able to get the road open to the bridge. The bridge is still closed.
Wow.
But we were able to get to the other side of the bridge to pull it out. There's a bunch of cars down at the Brookside Inn that are in the woods.
Yeah.
We got those cars out.
What are you doing in case of that? You cut the tree down and get it out, or you just pull it out?
Yeah, we made it easy on ourselves. We just cut the trees down and pull them out the easy way. As you said, all these cars are pretty well toast.
Mustang's so killing
what
me.
What year was that Mustang?
Yeah.
I was actually just looking at that. It's an 86 Mustang.
Oh, it's an 86?
Yeah. The guy said it was a 9 mile or 9 second quarter mile car. So.
Oh, damn.
Hang on, I got to pull a knife out of my
heart. You could tell from the, it's upside down, but you could tell the headers and you could tell it's a fast moving car.
It's set up, yeah.
That car was, it was crushed like it was went through a crusher.
Oh,
the water damage on it. It was just, the amount of pure pressure just smashed it pretty good.
Oh, man. Were there any other classic cars that, so you got a Hellcat, you got a Mustang?
I know that there's somewhere in Oxford, there's a car hanging off of a retaining wall.
Oh, was it the Comet, the 65 Comet?
The Comet, yeah.
Yeah, the convertible.
I don't exactly know where that is.
Yeah.
But as roads open up and we're able to get more places, we're doing what we can to help everyone out, get their cars back and get them back to dry land.
Wow.
Damn.
I just got a text that you're on the Beacon Hose Fire Department. And you're one of the people who did the rescue on the ladder truck.
I was hoping you guys didn't figure that one out.
Oh, wow. Man, you do everything.
You change out hats every so often.
Right. Vests, whatnot, yeah.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Big time.
Thank you guys for doing all you're doing for this. This was devastating for the Upper Valley and Monroe. And this is craziness.
As a tow truck driver, you've seen it all. But, like, to pull a car, out from under a convention center or out in the middle of the... It's just weird, right?
Yeah, this is not normal work. You're used to seeing cars beat up hitting telephone poles and trees.
Yeah.
The amount of damage that water does, it's just, it's astronomical.
Yeah.
You don't realize the power of water. I have more cars here beat up from water, from going down the river, than hitting telephone poles.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive to see what water does, see what Mother Nature could do to you. It's just craziness.
Yeah. Well, thanks for what you do on the fire department and with this tow truck. What's the name of your company?
It's Ace Auto Sales in Beacon Falls.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
And be safe, please.
When you're getting these cars, are you finding odd objects near them? Like, one of the questions that came up last night is, where'd all the dumpsters go?
Right?
Like, there are people who lost all their, like, dumpsters. Where are all the dumpsters?
Where'd they go?
Yeah. Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had an ongoing joke with one of the Oxford cops. Where's our dumpster? So every dumpster I see, I send them a picture.
Is it?
There's a lot of dumpsters in Little River. At some point, they're all going to start getting pulled out. I don't, you know.
Right.
Who's going to do it? I don't know. We pulled two out while we were doing the Mustang yesterday because they were right there at the bridge abutment, and we were I wanted to get the DOT guys to be able to get underneath the bridge. So anything that was underneath that bridge, I was able to get out for them so they could get better viewings of the underside of the bridge.
Oh, that's great.
So they could try to get it open.
You should have a sketch artist draw a picture of one of those dumpsters. Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell them about the dumpster?
I guarantee a lot of those dumpsters are going to be probably in Seymour.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Or south.
Right.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's like a flotilla. They sailed.
People
Navy.
Just lost their dumpsters. Yeah.
But it's amazing how much, like, people's personal items that, like, a lady had her wedding ring in her center console when she came down here. It was still in the center console.
Nice.
Computers.
Wow.
People just jumped out of their cars. So, you know, 90% of everyone's contents that were in their vehicles were still in the vehicles once they got here. You know, some of the cars rolled and tumbled and... So that's a different story, but
I'd be like, my sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
That missing wrapped. French fry from right. 20 years ago.
It's still good.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, John. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
And be safe.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.
Who is this? Attilio?
Attilio, Cast Iron Chef.
Oh, was I talking to you last night?
No, you probably talked to Frank. No, you didn't talk to me.
Okay. Whoever I talk to talks a lot. He was very depressed.
Oh.
So I was very happy to hear him unload.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You got to.
Well, you're not trying to fake everything you're doing. So are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We just want to say thank you so much for everything you guys have done for the whole community, Seymour, Oxford. Well, our restaurant, you know, Cast Iron Chef, and, you know, the pizza place, you know, we're... It didn't seem like we were hit hard, but we lost everything in the basement. Our lifeblood was the basement.
Ooh.
And we have, like, sometimes in certain parts of the basement, there's like 2 feet of dirt down to 6 inches. And everything that was on, we lost 6 to 8 refrigerators, a walk-in, and 2 ice chests. And the erosion behind the restaurant, where the power was, is probably going to set us back. We're having a meeting this morning between 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
So they're waiting for certain parts from Eversource because it was so badly damaged. The road behind the restaurant to the plaza is down about 24 to 36 inches worth of fill and asphalt. They have to reconstruct that. Gas lines are still exposed. They haven't touched anything yet. The only thing we got is just the water out of the basement right now, and everything else is just as is.
I was talking to your partner, AJ. They just opened, right? And they had a little bit of the busy season, which is when it's colder, people will go in and see bands.
Yeah.
They're living through the summer where people are outside and not a lot of people going inside to see bands.
Yeah.
And they're just looking forward to September and the money to start coming in. You know, it costs a lot of money to start a business.
Of course.
And they're just looking forward to that. And then, boom.
And the big thing is that none of us have flood insurance here.
Nobody does.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody does. And guess what they're going to do now? They're going to make you pay for flood insurance. The people who won't give you a dime are going to say, now you're going to give us flood insurance.
Yeah, through the nose, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And I hope FEMA comes through.
Yeah, man.
They said that we, I guess it was approved, but we're not sure if we're entitled to any of it.
Well, what was improved was the money for the roads, that the government's going to pay 75% of the reconstruction of the roads and the bridges. And now the next phase is assessing how much damage. So we all have to fill out forms. You have to go to your town or your state website, find the form, fill it out, tell them how much damage, and then they present this to the government and say, this is how much we're looking at here. And then the government may or may not award an amount, and then that amount gets divvied up between all of the people who filed. So it's a long process.
Yeah, not overnight at all.
We'll have the senator on when we get back, and he's got to shake that tree and get that money out.
Hello?
You know who that is? What song?
I'm going to say AC/DC.
Everything's AC/DC.
Yep, standard answer.
It's Skid Row.
Band.
Skid Row.
Skid Row.
Yes, it reminds me of, what is it, 18 and what?
Life.
18 and life.
18 and life. You must be talking about Dylan Vern.
Right.
It's funny, we were just talking to him. He's going to be on the top of the hour. Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the show.
Good guy, Dylan. Love him.
I do, too.
Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, the nicest guy. His parents are like big muckety-mucks at Inside Edition.
Muckety-mucks.
That's right. We talked to him about that.
Yes.
Oh, what did he say? I'm curious.
I forgot.
All right.
Yeah, but words.
It was a long time ago.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Dylan, call in now.
Right.
We had you calling in at 8. Just freaking call in now.
Yeah, go
for
it.
He was on the phone 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
He's texting me. He's calling Phil. And I don't know. It's just easier to use one of us.
Exactly.
Isn't that the truth?
It's, by the way, you have a great television station.
Yes.
I love your manager.
Yes. Yes.
Dana.
Dana Nebs is just the best.
That whole crew you got. I'm meeting new ones now. You had a new one out on Quarry Walk. I think Stacy. She does nights.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. But Dylan's been out, and you guys have been doing a great job covering the storm, and we appreciate the partnership now.
Yeah, it's terrific. What could be better?
Community Rising.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Thomaston and Northfield Fire Departments are teaming up tomorrow and Sunday to collect. I guess they're going to pass the boot all over town.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, they're going to pass the boot, and I think it's from 10 to 1 Saturday and Sunday in Thomaston and Northfield. So if you see the firefighters out there, give them a little cash, and if you want to write a check, they'll also take that, or you can drop by the firehouse and write a check as well.
Cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so good news. I mean, people are trying to come forward and do some good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of the video is just, it's heartbreaking. I can't even watch it. It's just terrible.
And it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, you see it.
Yeah.
You're like, this can't be, this has to be some other part of the country or the world. This can't be right down the road.
Exactly. Don't you live out there?
I live in Oxford. Yeah.
You live in Oxford?
Yes.
How did you fared okay, I'm assuming.
We were lucky.
Yeah, God bless.
We're up higher. Right around the corner from me is the house that you saw collapse.
Oh, my God. What a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy.
Oh, I feel so bad for those people. And that shop owner, like the beautiful stationery store, you see the water. Did you see the water come in and just ruin everything?
I saw you guys playing that this morning.
Yeah.
It was just awful. Like, it's such a pristine set up, beautiful stores in that shopping plaza, the attention to detail that those shop owners put into their shops, and in a minute, it's wiped out.
Yep.
I got to tell you, all these stores, all this footage that you've been playing, they're all places that Jennifer and I go to. The two package stores,
incredible.
The Brookside Restaurant, the Oxford Tavern.
All local people.
And that the was that the Oxford Tavern, the place where the fire rescue was from?
That was Brookside.
Oh, Brookside. Whoever built that building, God bless them, because they did a good job.
Oh, yeah, right. It didn't wash away.
It stood.
That's a powerful-ass building, man.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Like, you get a point where you get see the water pushing up against the door, like saying, let me in, and the door is saying, go to hell.
We're closed. We're closed. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
We are closed. Go away.
Yeah. You're not coming in.
Oh, right.
Nope,
not by the hairs of my chinny chin chin.
Chinny,
no
chin.
No shoes, no service.
No, I don't see any shirt or shoes on you, right. Mr. Flood. You can't come in.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Can I tell you something about these people, too, as you drive through there? So, you know, Sunday and then Monday, we're seeing all the footage. I'm driving through there Wednesday, and they're, you know, the Boar's Nest is rebuilding their patio. Brookside looks like they're ready to open.
Yeah.
I like these people are not screwing around. Oxford Tavern redoing their parking lot.
They're on it, man.
They're coming back fast.
Yep.
We had a gentleman on the show last night. I guess I did a little bit of a benefit concert for the rescuers and the first responders last night.
Last night was a thank you to first responders at Quarry Walk.
Yeah, and he said, you know, that his business has really suffered, not because they got hit by the floods, but because people can't get to him.
Right.
Because of the road closures. And he's like, you know, we're just trying. He's like, you know, we did a couple of meals this week, but, you know, so if you can, go and support these people.
Yeah.
And, head to Oxford this weekend for a dinner, if you can.
That's a great point.
Yep.
The Five Bridges out in Oxford and 67 and Seymour is tough, and 34, there's spots in Seymour. But you can get to these businesses. You just have to be patient, and they're suffering.
Exactly.
Right.
And then,
you
know, last night we were doing a live shot. Dylan was doing a live shot in front of one of the closed bridges, and there's a guy walking over the barrier with his, like, toddler and three-year-old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yep.
Can I tell you something about that live shot? Right before that live shot, he was supposed to be a Quarry Walk. Okay, so he came over to my house to record a piece.
I saw that.
Right, with our partnership.
Right.
And then he said, do you know anyone in town who, you know, because we need a story of, like, someone who might get money from this fund. And I asked Phil, and he remembered the chicken lady in Southbury.
Right,
The one who lost 100 chickens?
Yeah.
She would not be alive if not for that pavilion, because that mudslide would have just crushed her house and killed her and her kid.
Made a berm,
So we sent him out there. At 4:40, he has to do a 5 o'clock live shot. At 4:40, he calls me frantically, "Hey man, I can't get the Quarry Walk." So he did the shot from that bridge, which turned out to be a better shot.
Yes,
because he just couldn't get over.
You adapt.
Right. Dylan's great at that.
Yes,
but I'm like, you know, I see the father with the kids in the background. I'm like, what are you? Stay away from there.
Yeah, there's some spots where you shouldn't be walking.
Yeah, use your heads, folks.
No.
Don't become the next story.
Jennifer and I were at the site of Randy's house where that collapsed. And now to get over there to see those people, they have since opened the road through the back. But the only way to get over to see them was you'd have to walk a plank, a 2x12 plank over water, climb over rocks that are in the middle of this, you know, small river, and then climb over a metal ladder with two boards on it, and then climb up a sand dune. But we're like, this is the least we could do. Let's go over there and just say, hey, do you need anything? So we climb up and do all this. We're standing there talking to everybody, and I see Jennifer walk down the road, and she's standing on the edge of the pavement where it's all washed out. And I'm like, I don't know if there's any dirt under. Why don't you come back here?
The road underneath, you go right up to the edge. That could be just as compromised as what fell.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I had an idea for us where we might be able to raise some money. I don't know if you're into it. I'm going to pop this on you on the air. But I thought that we could auction off a dinner with you. Me and AJ.
I'm totally in.
I chew my mouth closed. I use cutlery.
Busy until January, but
of 2029.
I breathe through my nose. Yeah.
of course, whatever you need.
Okay, we'll figure it out, and I think that we do it sometime in January because
Whenever you know, I sold Fire Island. I'm free.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. I'm around.
What do you think the bidding should start on something like this?
Oh, easily $4,000.
$4,000?
Yeah. How many is it going to be for?
I don't know. There's you.
There's three of us.
Are you bringing the other one?
No, Jack will stay home.
Okay.
Right.
All
right.
So one, two, three, four. So there's four of us.
Yeah.
And then so you do another six, so 10?
Yeah. Okay. Dinner for 10.
Dinner for 10, yes.
All right. So let's say 2,500 starting.
Yeah, let's start with something reasonable.
Yeah, yeah.
2,500.
Right, don't forget.
Yeah.
That, so,
yeah. Okay. I mean, you figure that out. It's like 250 a person. Right. All the money goes to benefit these people, and you have a good time.
I can sit at another table if you like.
We'll get a... You're sitting on Scott's lap.
And AJ will sit at a different table.
I'm in the children's table. It's a card
That's
table.
Actually... I think that we're going to do that.
A card table and a piano bench.
Right, with a little bib.
Right.
You know what would be interesting, and I'm sure that they don't need this as a burden right now, but to go to that... Is it a restaurant where that floodwater, where all those people were rescued from?
Brookside. It's Jennifer... Brookside. Jennifer and I refer to it as our second kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can do the dinner there.
Yeah, I mean, Gary...
I don't know. I'm just throwing out some...
Yeah, Gary would love it.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
I think that when he opens, I want to make sure paying customers are going in there.
Right.
We could find a caterer, we could do it at my house.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, cool. On your DeStefano Brothers concrete coating flooring.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm allowed in there.
All right. But place we could figure out. Caterer we could figure out.
Right.
I know Dan from Spice is probably listening, trying to call right now.
Nice.
But, okay, so dinner for 10 and would include Scott Haney.
Yeah.
Me and you, AJ.
Right.
Jennifer. And then, the highest bidder.
Yeah, that would be great.
Nice.
Okay. Scott Haney, Channel 3 on the show. You're going on vacation next week. You doing anything exciting?
I'm going to the town of P.
The town P-town. Of P? No.
Mm.
Oh.
P-town.
P-town.
I
P-town.
Keep hearing dings. Is that your phone?
Yeah, it's my phone. People are texting you left and right.
Who's texting you right now? Read the text.
You're on the radio.
My friend Sharon wants to know how my other friend Susan's grandson is.
Okay. Was there a question as to how he is?
My nephew, no, she's just like, how is baby Luke? Oh. And the answer is, we got a video. He seems to be doing, I guess there was a problem. He seems to be doing better.
Okay.
They text you this nonsense while you're working?
Oh, it's a dental problem.
Oh, dental.
While you're working.
Yeah.
Yes. And then my nephew had a baby yesterday.
Nice.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Vienna. They named the kid after a sausage.
Nice. Well,
so
I can make a joke right now, but I won't. Kind of start that way.
she's a beauty. She really is a beauty.
Yes.
And so he's...
Who's this? Your brother's...
This is my oldest brother's second son's first baby.
So you're Uncle Scott now.
Oh, yeah, I'm great uncle.
Great uncle.
Great uncle.
Right. Welcome.
Yeah.
Really great.
So she's a doll. And, you know, we don't have that many girls in our family other than me. So right. It's nice to have a girl into the family.
We have a top bid. We haven't even established where we're going to post
how we're going to do it yet.
Yeah.
So none of the details have been cemented, but Pat from the Milford Oyster Festival has bid $2,500.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you, Pat.
We got to get higher than that.
Yeah.
A little bit. So that's a nice bid, though. Thank you.
Jennifer 10, it's Scott Haney, it's me, Jennifer, AJ.
I'm in best behavior.
Food included.
Yep.
We could do it at your house, the winner's house, or my house.
Right. Parking lot.
We could find a restaurant.
Right.
We haven't figured out exactly how that'll work, but it'll be dinner for 10. And
I could certainly do it at my house. You just have to get a caterer because I don't cook.
Right. You mentioned that many times.
I just do not cook.
No. It's not everybody cooks.
And then every penny will go to this Community Rising Fund.
Yes.
Which is just great.
Yeah.
What should we do? Should we do it on Facebook like we did with Motley Crue? But, you know, people got...
Then dumb comments come. Then dumb comments come.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people, if you stick to this, yes. But, no, it's going to turn to...
So, Scott...
what is going on?
I know. We're all very tired.
Yes, we are. Facebook's stupid.
So, Scott, we posted Tom Cantone from Mohegan Sun.
I love Tom.
Isn't he great?
Yes.
So he donated tickets and meet and greets for Motley Crue.
Okay, wow.
So two prizes.
Yes.
And we post it on Facebook. You know, most people know what they're doing.
Most folks did.
They post a bid, and they know where the money's going. It's going to help people.
Right.
And then you get the people like, oh, Motley Crue's not the same without me.
Yeah, the handful of mouth breathers.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Thank you so much.
This is a fundraiser. We're trying to help somebody. Now, just keep moving.
Yeah, just keep your knuckles dragging on the ground. Keep moving.
So I was standing at this woman's house. Her whole life was gone. No flood insurance. The house is in rubble.
Yeah.
The building lot washed away.
The whole thing's done.
Her contents dumped into this water. Her sonogram of the very first picture of her son ended up in Westport.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there talking to her. And then the very next morning, I get in and look at the comments. And I see this guy commented that. Do you have the audio, Phil? This is me going nuts.
Who cares what you think about Motley Crue? No one!
it's been that kind of week.
You know what? It was the totality of the destruction in my hometown.
Yes.
Standing with her, who lost her whole life. We're trying to raise some money for her.
Right.
And then you're commenting these stupid things about Motley Crue.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is you got to keep that sound bite.
Oh, we will.
Oh, it's going to be a meme. It's going to be a loopy video.
Oh, yeah. It's my ringtone.
I'm sure Ruth is going to post it when we're on vacation next week.
Yes.
No, my God. That is funny.
Who cares what you think about Motley Crue? No one!
I can feel that in my feet.
Oh, my God. That is a riot.
That is a different experience listening through headphones.
Yeah.
It kind of rattles around in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's more power than Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket.
Seriously, you'd make him pee.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Well, have a great weekend. Have a great vacation.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you guys too. We'll talk. Keep me posted on the bidding.
Absolutely,
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you. Scott Haney,
all
Channel
right,
3,
goodbye.
Everybody.
Yay.
Jazz and AJ News.
Last night, the community came together to thank the first responders who put their lives at risk during Sunday's historic flood. Hundreds showed up at Quarry Walk in Oxford as restaurants Char & Lemon, Sitting Duck provided free meals to first responders and their families. Haven Hot Chicken did this earlier in the week. Local leaders all praised the efforts of the Oxford Police Department, the State Police, Oxford Fire, Oxford Ambulance, Beacon Falls, Seymour Fire Department, everyone. It was a great night. AJ finally made it at the end.
Did.
He found his way through all the routes.
I did. I was testing out the neighborhoods.
Who's a big boy?
I'm a big boy.
So if you saw a giant pickup truck driving around aimlessly, with a man inside yelling at Siri.
That was me.
That was AJ.
That was me.
But I'm glad you made it.
Yes, and so was I.
Great event. And Dylan Freeman from Channel 3 was there, and he's on the phone now. Hey, Dylan.
What's going on, guys? And similar to AJ, I also found it very tough to get over the story.
See?
But we made it.
Dylan knows my pain.
Yeah. Yeah, 440.
I had a couple of frank conversations with Siri last night.
440, I got a frantic call from Dylan. We have a 5 o'clock live shot at Quarry Walk. We can't get there.
I'm writing all this down, 188 to 67 to this. I'm like, all right, hope this works.
Yeah, take a turn at the cow.
Right, right. You see a male smoking a pipe.
Chaz goes, take a left at Sarah's house. I go, who?
Who's Sarah?
So what'd you think? Great event, right?
Fantastic night. I had never been to Quarry Walk until this week, and unfortunately that's the reason we were there, but it's a fantastic place, great restaurants, great green, the music, and just seeing everyone come together, not only to raise the money, but to thank the first responders who obviously were the first to get to these scenes, deal with this, keep all of us informed, keep the roads closed and direct traffic the right way. And they've been through a lot this week, and I think it was just fantastic. And to have their families come, too, I thought was a great touch by the people who put all this together. It was great.
You know, that if you're seeing the images from Channel 3 last night at Quarry Walk, it looks like 1955 Mayberry, America.
It does. Yeah.
It's a really beautiful place.
Yep.
Don't let that deceive you. If you go left or right out of that parking lot, it's total devastation
War
and
zone.
Destruction.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like Brookside with the ladder rescue, the scene of the ladder rescue.
Yep.
And that upside down Mustang. And
yep.
That's, you know, 100 yards to the left.
Yeah.
And if you go right, that sawmill mini golf
right,
that was
caboose.
Totally
yep.
destroyed.
Yep.
It's 100 yards the other way.
Exactly.
So.
Right. It's bizarre. It's kind of like the one section that was like, I can't believe this is part of Oxford right now, given everything else around it within a few miles radius.
Night
you know?
And day, yeah.
Right.
Night and day.
Visible. Yeah. And great to meet other people. You know, we've told so many stories since Sunday night, and you think you may have told all of them, and then you meet five or six more people there last night and with stories of their own, and you hope we can help them too and get their stories out, and we're trying to do what we can. But I think the fundraiser that Team Inc's doing that we've teamed up and been a part of now the last day or so has been great, and the money's coming in, and we just hope we can get it all to everyone who needs it.
The thing that's telling about these first responders is they're coming up to me thanking me. These
right.
are people who were in the water.
Yeah, these are volunteers.
We all saw the water.
Yeah.
They were in the water saving people.
Yeah.
And, man, don't, please don't.
No.
No.
You. Thank
all
you.
All about them, man.
Thank you.
They were so awesome.
Yes.
Volunteers.
Yep.
Really showing how it's done.
Exactly.
And I said this on stage there last night, and I hope it resonated. When, you know, we all say, hey, thank your first responders. That's a very nice thing to do. But how you could really thank them is around budget time in your town when they're looking for money, for training, and for equipment to get these jobs done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Show up
and support them.
Absolutely.
The ladder truck.
The famous ladder truck.
Yes.
I'll never forget that.
That folks bitched
the
about.
Rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Look what happened.
That's right.
Came in handy.
That's right. And people argued about it when they were trying to get the funding for that ladder
Big
truck.
Big topic in Beacon Falls. They got the truck, and man, nobody's mad about that now.
No.
Yep. See, it pays for itself.
No.
And think about the, you know, we were talking about first responders, but think about, you know, the crews who are working on these roads and bridges.
Yes.
Who are cleaning all this debris. I mean, they deserve a huge thank you and just some love as well, because they're going through a lot, and they're probably thinking, where do we even start with all of this?
Right.
All this work we have to do, and little by little, they're going to be getting it done, and we've been in town every day, so we can see they're getting little by little done every single day, and they're doing a great job.
During an election time, we can get divided, and we can get distracted on what's wrong, but really, that's as bad as it is. You drive through Oxford, you see everybody rebuilding, everybody's coming together. It's
reminds you.
It's inspiring what Americans can do.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I know we've been talking about the Team Inc fundraiser and the money's coming in.
Yes.
We've been having people say, you know, this is how you can get involved and donate. But if there is anyone listening or anyone who's been watching Channel 3 last couple of days, if you're someone that actually needs the help, we have that information as well. That's on my Facebook page, Dylan Fear and TV. I have two great graphics. Not if you want to donate, but also if you need the help, how you can be a part of the Team Inc fundraiser to make sure you're on that list once the money is being distributed, that you make sure you're getting some of that.
Awesome.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for your coverage.
Yes.
We really, Channel 3, by the way, stayed all night.
Yeah.
Never left. So it was the last TV truck in the parking lot.
You couldn't go home either?
Dylan couldn't find his car. That was, you know.
I'm still in the parking lot.
I'm looking for Sarah's house on the corner.
Dylan Fearon, Channel 3. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Keep
Talk
it up.
To you soon. Yep. I love that guy.
He's awesome.
Speaking of this fundraiser, we put this out there in the last break with Scott Haney. Dinner for 10. Four of the 10 would be Scott Haney, me, AJ, my wife, Jennifer.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to invite six people.
Yeah.
Place and date to be determined, but it will be food
and
beverages included.
Yes.
It'll be a fun night. It's a rip when you think Scott's funny on the air.
Yeah.
Wait till when you have dinner with him, it's a whole nother experience.
Oh, yeah.
We had a $2,500 bid for this, and Dave G is on the line right now. You have a what bid, Dave?
I'm in for 3,000, guys.
Thank you.
$3,000.
Thank you. All right. We have your number, and you are in the lead.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you. I got to figure out now. All right, Dave. Thanks for holding. Thanks for bidding.
Yes.
And where do you live?
Milford.
Milford.
Nice.
Very good.
Down on the shoreline.
Gotcha. See, this is all right. Here's a guy who's not affected by this and stepping up. Exactly. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so 3,000. We got to figure out a cutoff time for this to make it like this. Not going to keep. Well, 10 o'clock today. How about that?
Okay.
All right. Before we leave, we'll know who wins.
Yes. Okay. Be nice to know.
Very good. And all the money goes to the Community Rising Fund, which Team Incorporated is overseeing. And David Morgan, the CEO of Team, is on the phone now. Hey, Dave.
Hi. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's the response been?
It's been beautiful. Just echo everything you said about last night with Channel 3 and the responders, and we are over $92,000 4 days in here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Doing good.
Says a lot about Connecticut.
Need more,
awesome.
But yes.
Yeah, I hate to say we need a lot more. Between appealing and then seeing the images in real time and hearing people's stories hour by hour yesterday. Met a lot of workers too as well. You know, we talked a lot about the homeowners and I mean these pictures and seeing more and more of them as they're reaching out for help and trying to understand what state and federal may or may not be coming. Workers who, you know, some have condemned homes and they may have found another place and they're just barely hanging on and trying to get to work. But work isn't really moving too much. And so people are worried about holding on to their jobs. Met a lot of food service workers, met a waitress at the Clarity's Plaza, the Route 67 diner. And we know that is just absolutely ground zero in Seymour. And, she's barely hanging on, and it was such a loving atmosphere. It was a daily morning cadence. It was just another image of Connecticut every morning. It was like a work family, work culture, and that's just gone. And her paycheck is just nothing now. You know, she's found another place, but it's just not where, you know, business needs to pick up in these devastated communities.
The owner of that Route 67 diner was there last night, and he just looked like he lost a child.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was really, he's rocked to his core.
Yeah.
His wife said, we lost everything. The plates, the knives, the fork, like everything is done. That whole diner is done. So you're right. Like 90 grand sounds like a lot of money. That wouldn't even cover that one business.
Yeah.
No. And we're doing some pretty fast and furious as I speak today and into the weekend, you know, deployment of prepaid cards as we're meeting with each home, you know, and they're using them. They're going to Home Depot. They're using them on groceries. We're starting to have conversations on some people who don't have, you know, other towns or relatives to stay with. So while they're trying to figure out the transition, we're starting to navigate hotel stays as they transition and back into their home or their next permanent home if they can never go back to it. So there's a lot of that going on in real time. And I would say the other, I would do a disservice trying to describe these devastating photos and videos people keep showing us. But you can imagine basements, freezers and fridges just gone, you know, in the food in them, water heaters, furnaces, jet water pumps. You know, so you think about as we continue to move forward and, you know, very quickly, the world around us is going to go back to its normalcy and cadence, but putting these pieces together is going to be a long road for all of these Connecticut communities, and we're all, you know, we're in it for the long game. And so as we navigate the realities of state and federal and municipal help, you know,
what can you tell us about
every
that?
Little piece can help.
What can you tell us about that federal?
Yeah, I mean, not my lane of expertise, but and I know that there's a lot, you know, our Congress leaders and our U.S. senators are working closely with the municipal levels, and I'll be attending the one of the town halls later this morning with Congressman Himes and First Selectman Temple. You know, my unqualified opinion, you know, a lot of these reliefs tend to focus on infrastructure, as I've said to a lot of residents. I mean, hope springeth eternal. I don't want to sound cynical here, but unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily get straight to the home and resident, again, in my opinion. So it's critical bridges and roads and so forth. But, you know, the heart of any town and city in Connecticut is its people who live, work, and play every day. And so I'm very concerned, you know, if we look at history and we look at looking ahead, it's not going to be enough to help our people.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I know. It's Tom Cantone said it when he was donating the Motley Crue tickets. He said if this was another country that had this happen, we'd be just sending everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's true.
Like, we have it. We could do it. Yep. We could fix this. Yeah, it's just,
again, it's very fluid. I mean, for people who have lived this and lost loved ones, I mean, this feels like 100 days of an experience. We're only, a little over 100 hours into this, so it's very fluid, and so that's why we're trying to navigate, you know, if a resident or homeowner or rental, you know, tenant if in business community, what they may or may not get, we need to continue to monitor that. But straight, you know, straight to a resident, you know, if they get some type of relief, you know, I hear these averages from the community level water cooler talk at the federal lines, 8,000, no more than 32,000. I mean, that's, what does that mean for your home? What does that mean for your
nothing?
You know, your
property?
Yeah. And so as we monitor that, what small part can we play? Hey, if we, you know, if we're able to replace a water heater and that, you know, that reduces that cost burden, you know, by 1 or 2,000, and you know, it's putting these pieces together over the long road, and we need our federal and state leaders to help us do that, as well as, I mean, look at the incredible outpouring of Loving Out Loud in 4 days of over 90,000. But boy, we need a lot more. I'd be remiss not to say that for everything I've seen and heard in my staff here at Team of these stories.
Normally when we do a fundraiser and we hear $90,000, we're like, woohoo.
Yeah.
This is,
thank you, but got more to go.
Yeah. A lot more to go. Yeah. I talked to 4 people before I got up on stage last night in Oxford, and all of them would need multiples of that to be even, not even whole. Really, just to get the life back together.
Yeah. So,
David, thanks for partnering with us on Channel 3. And, you know, you guys are going to be doing all the hard work. So we appreciate it. And just keep us posted and let us know how we can help.
Please.
Right back at you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I think we got some people on online here who are inspired by David Morgan's talk about how much money is needed to help everybody kind of move the needle here with the Community Rising Fund.
Cool.
Mike Burton, who we were with last night.
Oh.
Burton Builders and Sandy Hook and a Sandy Hook fire captain. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Thanks for having me on the air. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, you called, so what am I going to do?
Exactly right.
Yeah, you have no choice, right?
I have no choice.
Yeah, we don't hold calls here.
So it was great seeing you guys last night. I just wanted to explain a little bit about our organization here in Sandy Hook. I'm the president of the Sandy Hook Organization for Prosperity, and we know that's a little wordy, so we you go by the acronym SHOP for short. Our organization has been around since the mid-1980s and is made up of members of the Sandy Hook business community, property owners, and local residents that all come together to improve the social and economic fabric of Sandy Hook Village. We host many free events to the public throughout the year, including our annual fall concert series that WPLR has been a big part of for several years. I had the privilege last night of attending the event on the green at Quarry Walk, and Chaz, I helped you keep you up past your bedtime, so I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem. But, you know, being a longtime member of the Sandy Hook Volunteer Fire Department, it was great to see the first responders that helped the community recognize for their work. It's you know, I know myself, it's very time-consuming, and you give up a lot to do it. But it was great to see the public recognize them. Last night on the way to Oxford, it was shocking to see the damage along the Route 67 corridor coming through Southbury and into Oxford. Sandy Hook had close to 12 inches of rain, but for the most part, our business district was spared any real damage compared to what we saw last night coming in there. It was amazing. But, you know, it's been almost 12 years since Sandy Hook experienced our tragedy. And, you know, while the horrific loss of life that we experienced was our biggest loss, there were collateral effects of the town being gridlocked by a flood of media and sightseers that devastated the Sandy Hook business community. At the time, SHOP was extremely fortunate to be the recipient of a state grant that was awarded through the town of Newtown's efforts that we used to hire a business consultant to chart a path forward for us. And we were also extremely fortunate to receive support from several people and organizations outside of our community. And some of these relationships have survived to this day, and they've really helped us get back on our feet and I know, Chaz, you're up here quite a bit, and AJ, you are too. We, you know, we have a very vibrant Sandy Hook business district with a lot of great restaurants. And
we got Jennifer and I got married there.
Yeah.
It was great. So, we're very proud of our efforts, and we're very grateful. And as a way of paying it forward, Shop would like to make a donation of $1,000 to be used at the radio station's discretion, to be used to help a business or businesses get back on their feet. And Shop would also like to donate 10% of the profits from our bar sales at this year's free concert in Sandy Hook Center that's being held on September 28th from 12 to 8 to the same cause. And Chaz will be doing a live broadcast again at 2 o'clock this year. I don't know if they told you or not, but you are.
Okay.
Is Station know about this?
Hopefully you can get the tribe out to support this cause even more. I just wanted to add that you guys are doing an awesome job bringing the community together to help the victims of this disaster. So, you know, just keep up the good work, and I hope everybody can keep supporting it.
Well, we like to think we just put the spotlight on people who do good work.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, thank you, Mike. Thank you for that donation. I'll make sure that gets to a business in the community.
Yes.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Whatever you guys feel is appropriate.
Thank you.
Bye now.
All right. Joe.
Yes. Chaz, AJ, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good. And I wanted to call in. What you guys are doing, you know, is great. There's not enough news and talk about what happened over there. This is a 1-in-1,000-year flood that devastated the community. So to see you guys out there raising money and helping these people that woke up devastated is an understatement. So, there was no warning for this. You know, we're a restoration company trying to help as many people as possible. And we were blindsided by it Sunday afternoon. About 2 o'clock, the phone started ringing, and we got about 300 phone calls in a 3-hour period of people's basements flooded. And, you know, everyone sees the videos of the damage and on 67, and it's terrible, but there are thousands of people's basements that are gone and, you know, that aren't going to have insurance coverage. So everyone's got to help donate and do what they can to help these people get their homes back together. And it's great what you guys are doing. So
thank you, man.
Yeah,
I'm just proud to be part of it.
Yeah, but
we were out for your nephew, right, Lucas?
You were. Yeah. That's right. Yep, Luca. Yep, you guys. Luca. What you guys do? Getting out and that's right. Yep, Kyle from K&J Trees. You guys did an awesome at the Hamden Ice Rink about what was that 6 months ago, 7 months ago,
and yeah,
that was a great there, turnout.
Yeah. Another great event.
Yep. Yeah, Luca's doing great. Awesome. He's doing awesome. Yeah, he's every day. He's talking, he's walking, he's
great.
It's a miracle, honestly. And what you guys did truly helps Luca, and you know, it's great. And now this is piled on. We have family out there in Oxford, and it's devastating. So, you know, you see it being from Oxford, and it's tough. So yeah, but Luca's doing well, and if people could donate, we want to donate. Ercolano Restoration wants to donate $1,000.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so it's the least we can do. We're trying to help as many people as possible, but it's just there's so much, and all the restoration companies, and you know, it's really tough to get all these calls. Too much to do. Too much damage. Too much water, and it's devastating. And then a couple of weeks before with the windstorms,
right. Yeah.
The weather's been out of control. But
Joe, thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
I'm getting your number from Kyle. I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah.
You're a good man. Thank you. Oh, look, this guy shows up for everything. Anytime we need help, Jonathan Carbuti, Carbuti & Company Realtors. Hey. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wish we were talking about better things and what these guys are going through. I'll tell you, you guys are doing a fantastic job. It's
the people making a donation, the first responders,
yep.
The people rebuilding. They're doing a great job.
These guys have such a difficult job. I'll tell you, our problems are small in comparison to what these people are going through. What a reminder. Even the emotional devastation, not just the personal loss these guys are going through.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a fantastic job. But yeah, we definitely want to donate here at Carbuti Real Estate, and we're going to make a $1,000 donation as well.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, again, I've been hearing all these stories. All our agents, our whole team wants to know how they could get involved personally. So, like, it's, you know, if there's anything you guys need or these guys need, I mean, I think we're going to start a collection for some food and some other types of things that these guys need as far as like personal effects.
Yeah. Yeah. My belief is cash is king right now because people can buy what they want, when they want,
what they need, when they need it.
But this is great. Jonathan, thank you so much. 100% of that donation, you know, from Community Rising goes right to the victims of the, in the towns most affected.
Yes.
Jonathan, thank you, brother.
Keep doing what you guys are doing. Keep shedding light on this.
You too.
Stop.
Rick from K&J Tree Service.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey. How you doing?
Very good.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, one of our core values is community. So anytime there's anything like this, we stand behind it 100%. And we have a $1,000 donation for you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you, guys.
Well, the toy drive, the putting AJ up in the bucket.
Yes, thanks for that.
The event for Luca in Hamden. I mean, you guys, one of the things Kyle told me in our first meeting is anytime you guys need help, call me first.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we mean it.
No, I know.
You prove it.
I know, because you always show up.
You do.
With help. So thank you.
Yes.
No, thank you, guys. You guys are doing an awesome thing.
Well, the people donating money, the people doing the work, the first responders, they're doing great work. We're happy to shine a light on them.
Absolutely.
So thank you, brother.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Sounds good.
Is this Bob or Amy Stefanowski?
Hi, guys. It's Amy.
Amy.
How are you?
Bob's voice is on.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Wow. You guys, as always, especially with Channel 3, too, looking to support the community, the businesses, the people that have been affected. You've been amazing with the coverage as well as Channel 3, so everybody really understands what people are going through, the businesses and the homeowners. So we just want to say thank you, and I'd like to up the bid for the dinner with Scott Haney and you guys to $4,000.
$4,000. One, two, three,
and
four.
And if somebody goes more than that, we will match it. So how's that?
So what you're doing what is happening in real estate now. You're doing...
exactly.
you'll beat any bid by $100 up to what amount?
Well, I'll easily go... Well, what I'm saying is I will match whatever the highest bidder is. And give you that as well.
Right.
So if we're not the highest bidder, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll just do it as a donation.
Oh.
So good luck. Get the numbers up is my point. Let's
nice.
And whatever it is, you'll double.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So this doesn't scare anyone off.
Right.
No,
right.
You keep bidding. Do whatever they want.
Okay.
I'm just saying we're in at four, and whatever anybody else bids, we'll match it too.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
You don't
great.
Have to have two dinners.
Wow.
Oh, well, we wouldn't mind having two dinners.
For what all you guys are doing.
All right. So
yeah, maybe that would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're doing, you can probably maybe hear in the background, we're doing construction on a project voluntarily, and the costs are incredible. So I think about the water heaters, like we were talking about before, just the basic things people need in their homes, it gets expensive. So as generous as people can be, it really will go a long way for people's necessities and businesses to reopen in that area.
Oh, that's
so
tremendous.
Thanks for what you guys are doing.
You guys always show up. I remember, you know, since we met.
Do the hard work. So thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
Take care. Hang in there. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Amy Stefanowski. Those two.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not really good at math. So how does that work? So our top bid is $3,000, right?
Right. I think it's four now. I think she bid four.
She's bid four.
And said if anyone bids more than that, they won't take the spot at the table, but they'll match the bid as a donation.
Oh.
That's how I heard that.
Okay. So if you beat 4,000.
Yeah.
You'll get the dinner.
You get the dinner.
But right. The Stefanowskis will
match that
as well.
Bid.
Yes. Nice.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
I hope I didn't just volunteer that if that's not what she meant. That's how I heard it.
Let me wear everybody know to you. Wear pants.
Cool.
Don Schubert is on the phone. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Chaz. Good morning, AJ. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Good morning.
Hey, Chaz, you know, I always think it's great the way you use your voice and the power of the tribe just to help the community and everything. So I'd like to make a $1,000 contribution to the Community Rising campaign.
Thank you.
And my friends kind of found out that I was going to make a contribution. So can you indulge me for a minute? I'd just like to go through a list of what's coming at you this morning.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Right? Why not? Go for it.
So when they found out, the road builder said, if I'm doing 1,000, they're going to do 2,500. John Gavin from United Concrete said, if I'm doing 1,000, he's doing 2,000. And then for $1,000 a piece, I got the Connecticut Construction Industry Association, Connecticut Ready Mix Concrete, Rick Susio at Susio York Hill, Christy McAllen, McAllen Construction, Carolina Cavalcante at Tilcon, Tim Arborio at Charter Oak, John Miller at C.H. Nickerson, Ken Burns at Burns, Jim Manafort at Manafort Brothers, Pat Camputero at American Industries, Steve Garrity, Garrity Asphalt Reclaiming, Nate Brown at the Operating Engineers Local 478, Keith Brothers at the Connecticut Laborers District Council, Lee Turner, I got to take a breath, Galasso Materials, Pete Arborio, Arborio Corp., H.O. Penn Machinery, Mark Kelly at Safety Markings, P.J. Samini at Capital Strategies at 500, Doug Hansen at W.I. Clark, Lee Baldwin at Fay and Wright, and at 250, my wife Lauren and my buddy Dave Chapman at Blakesley Arpaia, which brings us to 26 grand coming your way this morning.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Hey, you guys always help us out, man. So right back at you. You know, you guys are just great.
I remember you showed up at one of our veterans galas with a check for $95,000 from the Connecticut Construction Industry Association.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that moment.
Ever.
Or this moment.
Yes.
You guys are great, and you're always there for us. And it's the least, we always feel like we can never do enough to help you. And it's just great to be part of this.
Well, we love to talk to some of your guys who are going to be doing some of these bridges and rebuilding, just to hear what's involved in all that. And, the days to come. But Don, big hugs to you, man. And yes. Lauren, and please, and everybody you just listed. Tom, I said thank you very much.
Well, thank you guys for everything you're doing. You know, it's just great to be able to work with you guys and to be part of everything you have, be a small part of everything you have going on. You know, we really appreciate it. So keep it up.
Don, love you, man. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right.